Welcome to the AFL Ratings Podcast. Ryan Daniels and myself go through round two team selection. This podcast was recorded on March 21 at 10:15 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Make necessary adjustments as news comes to hand and enjoy the podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let's welcome in Rhino. G'day, Rhino.
Yeah, g'day, Pete. How you doing?
Round two team selection. So let's go Adelaide Geelong, Keane Walker, McHenry in, Borlase Scholl, which is interesting, Gallant out, and for Geelong, Mullen in and Tanner Bruin out with a foot concern. Yeah. So Bruin's probably the most notable out here from a fantasy perspective.
Yeah, and he had a pretty good game last week too. So, like, that's a real shame for him. Who does it impact positively? Probably our man, Jai Clark, who had a pretty cool afternoon last week. He would probably be the main beneficiary. O'Sheen is not going to be that type of player. So, will they see Max Holmes go back in the middle potentially? That could also be something that happens. So, that is definitely one to keep an eye on for Geelong. Who do you think's the winner out of that?
Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same, Clark possibly, but you make a good point if Holmes could easily slot back into there, because when you think about it, Mullen as a defender half-back type, that probably pushes Holmes into the midfield, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And then for Adelaide, I think Tex Walker's a big inclusion for them. They're a far better side when Tex is playing. He helps Fogarty a lot. You know, had Tex missed again, I would have been thinking that Geelong probably wins that game, but Tex definitely straightens them up. Scholl is an interesting one. I mean, he's been such a fascinating player to watch. Like, he can find space. He's a pretty good user of the footy when he nails it, but he often turns it over as well. So very similar to Alex Witherden in that way, where they look like they're a great kick of the footy, but man, when they make a mistake, they really make mistakes. So yeah, look, I'm not overly shocked to see him out of the team, but that one, getting dropped after round one is always a tough beat, because you put in a huge preseason and then, you know, one bad game and you find yourself on the outer. But, you know, that's how it works.
On to North Melbourne and Fremantle. Plenty going on in this game. So McDonald for the Kangaroos in, Simpkin in, and Shields and Goda out. Unfortunately, for Goda, it's an Achilles injury. So for Fremantle, Tabana, Draper, on debut, Walker and O'Meara, with McDonald going out, Cox, Erasmus, which is interesting, and Warner. So plenty of Fremantle updates. I'll let you do that. But Simpkin is a notable fantasy in for North Melbourne.
Yeah, and I think McDonald's a notable in too, because we've already got a bit of a weird mess going on back there with Sheezel and Fisher and McKercher. And you throw McDonald in there, who at times has been one of their distributors in the back line. Now, I think he's going to have to play a bit taller at the moment. They do not have great key backs. So, and in this case, they're coming up against a team that plays three tall forwards in Tabiner, Tracy and Amos. So they will need to have a stretch. So I have a feeling that he'll probably play on one of them and probably won't be one of the distributors. But it will be interesting to see how those four guys fit into those roles over the course of the next few weeks. On Fremantle's perspective, I thought this was what they were going to do. They had options where they could have played Liam Reedy and put Jackson up forward, but Jackson showed last week how important he is in the ruck. He was very, very good against Oscar McEnany, who is a tough matchup for most ruckmen. Josh Draper has been ready. He's played a couple of preseason games for him, played senior footy for Peel last year. He's raw, but all they need him to really do is take sort of that third tall forward or even a medium forward. There's a chance he plays on a Dersma. There's a chance that he can potentially play on a Coleman Jones. He's 197 centimetres, but he won't find the footy much. So don't go trading him in thinking he's a cash grab. He's definitely not that. In terms of the other stuff that they've done, I'm a bit surprised they dropped Erasmus. He's sort of the one that's fallen behind Matty Johnson in a big way, and he can't seem to get a clean footing. I don't know, maybe he needs another year of sort of simmering down at the lower level and then hopefully can make a mark, because he is a real talent, top 10 draft pick. But I don't think much will change for them next week. this week. Luke Ryan is the interesting one for me. If you've got him in a draft league, and he's probably your D1 if you've got him, I'd be a little concerned because I think he is going to have to play far more close checking. Maybe not this week because they don't have North don't have dynamic key forwards. It's really just sort of Alex Pearce will go to Larky, and then Ryan might be able to be the free ranger. But going forward, I reckon there'll be weeks when he has to really knuckle down and be close to his man, and then those, you know, those loose possessions that he racks up, he might not be able to. So that's just one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and the Kangaroos had some illness issues there at training today, so they separated quite a few players. Probably Wardlaw was the most notable from a fantasy perspective. So just keep an eye on that on Friday, and obviously before final teams of any other players that have been infected with illness, gastro, I think it is. So that's quite contagious through a club. So yeah, just keep an
Oh,
eye out for that one.
it's contagious, and it's also pretty debilitating in the terms that like players can't train much during the week. They lose a lot of energy with that sort of illness. They'll be pumping the electrolytes through them, but it might impact their ability to run out of game. Oscar Allen had gastro last week, and he barely got a kick on the weekend against Port, and obviously now he's got a knee issue as well. But it can be quite hampering in terms of like their ability to run out of game. So with Wardlaw in particular there, it's probably one to keep an eye on.
Onto Hawthorn and Melbourne, so no change for the Hawks, which was interesting. Dean Brazo was excellent last week for Melbourne. Petty in, Woden out, and I expect Oliver to increase his centre bounce usage over the next few weeks.
I think you're right too. They've got a fascinating sort of centre bounce situation. Salem's been racking up the CBAs and hasn't been putting up huge scores, but he's been okay. Oliver was really good last week. You think his workload is just going to keep increasing? I'm guessing with Petty back, he plays forward. So their forward line's getting pretty tall now all of a sudden. None of them are really dominant, but Brown, Petty, Van Rooyen all together, it's starting to resemble, you know, what a modern forward line looks like. So there's something there, I guess. I thought they'd make changes. You know, we've seen that they have a couple of guys that are knocking the door down in like a Hustwait. They lost that game last week, but no change. So we'll see. I'm fascinated to know your thoughts on James Sicily. Was that score last week, was that what we can expect? Obviously, 30 is very low, but is he not going to hit the good heights this year because of the different role with all those injuries?
Well, that's the first point, is the all the injuries and what his role is. But Essendon did target him last week, so just a probably a combination, and that's probably put in the range of a very, very low score. So I'd be really cautious on having any type of optimism on Sicily being a fantasy target in draft and classic and all that stuff at the moment. So yeah, just a combination of stuff, and probably Melbourne might want to do the same thing there this week. So we'll move on to Sydney and Essendon. So Corey Warner in, Fox out injured. And for the Bombers, Laverty, Draper in, Jurak set up coming up for the Bombers, and Parrish back in, which could impact Perkins, who played well last week. And Nick Hind in, he's been training as a half forward over preseason. And Reid, unfortunately, out with a hamstring. Redmond suspended, Guelphy out, and Harrison Jones out for the Bombers.
Yeah, some pretty handy inclusions there for Essendon, which is encouraging for them because they're coming up against a really good side. Yeah, the Parrish Perkins one is fascinating for me. I've been looking at their sort of midfield mix, and obviously Merritt is the clear number one guy. You would say Parrish is the clear number two guy. Their number three guy, there's no one who's like really grabbed it by both hands. Obviously, Martin's more of an outside player. He's a winger, a halfback now. But there's guys like Durham. There's guys like Stringer have had a go at it. Ben Hobbs can't get into the side at the moment. And Perkins last week was fantastic. So maybe there's a chance where all three of them can coexist. Essendon do play a high possession game of footy. We know that. So there are touches to go around. So I'm not necessarily worried if I'm an Archie Perkins owner. I think this is the best thing for you because now it's real. You get to see if it's real. And if he puts up 90 plus, I'll tell you what, he's going to be hard to ignore in Classic because if he could do it when Parrish is there, it might just be time for a breakout. What is this? This is year four, I think, for him. Like, we see that sometimes. He was a high pick. Maybe this is just Archie Perkins. I'm really keen to have a look at that one.
And I'm also interested to see how Brad Scott treats Isaac Heaney. We know Will Setterfield went to a few plays last year on a few tags, so whether that happens this week or not, that is very interesting for me. Onto the Sunday teams here. So a few changes here. So I'll just run through those and I'll get your thoughts on West Coast and maybe a couple of others here. So for the Bulldogs, Baker, Darcy, Duray, Poulter, Ezeans currently, Harms out. And Walter making his debut, Atkins, Long, Andrew and Cloisi with Roses and McPherson out for Gold Coast. And Richmond, Brown, Miller, Banks, LaFell, Clark, Ryan is the ins at this stage. Young, Gipkus and Prestia out for an extended period with his hamstring injury. Port Adelaide, Georgiadis as an in so far. And Burgoyne, Williams and Sweet. Just keep an eye on that Durock setup. Not too sure they'll go down that track, but just keep an eye on that one. For Port Adelaide, McEntee on the out. And West Coast, Jones gets named in with Barnett on the bench there, I presume. And probably named out. I'll let you bring us up to date on that one. Marriage as an in there with Dewar. You mentioned him last couple of weeks. Oscar Allen, unfortunately, injured. Sideline for a few weeks there. And the Giants, Angwin, Peatley, McMullen and Keith as the ins at this stage. Nick Haynes, unfortunately, personal situation. He's named an out. So your thoughts on West Coast and probably a couple of others there.
Yeah, I'll start with West Coast. So obviously, Oscar Allen's out of the side. Jermaine Jones, as you mentioned, comes in and he'll slot into that halfback role, which he played really well at times last year. So I think they really need him for that dash and that dare. I'm intrigued as to what that means for Alex Witherden, because Witherden had some poor moments last week. He had a bit of the footy, but he turned it over a fair bit in some bad situations. Now, they play not the same role, but, you know, they both sort of that similar size defender. I'm not sure Witherden gets a start. If he does, he might even be the sub. So keep an eye on that one. Ryan Marrick is the obvious inclusion. When you're losing Oscar Allen, you need another tall. Barnett was named as well. He's a young ruckman who played sort of one half of a game last year. I don't really think he's ready. And I think they liked the Bailey Williams-Cal Jamison combination last week, which would actually kind of half worked for them. It wasn't really the area where they got pumped. There was a lot of other areas. Soldo was obviously very good, but Williams and Jamison kind of held their own. So I would say that team probably is Jones and Marrick coming into the team, potentially Allen and Witherden coming out of the team, and Tyrell Dewar potentially as the sub. That's probably my read on things for West Coast, but obviously we'll know more by Friday afternoon, so it won't take long to figure it out. Just on the other ones, I'm really excited to see Jed Walter. It's kind of scary to see how much talent the Suns have coming through. I love this kid. He's a mini Charlie Curnow. I actually think he could be a half-decent fantasy scorer in the long term and maybe even sort of okay in the short term. He's very aggressive in terms of the way he attacks the footy. He's not your traditional key forward 18-year-old who's going to be sort of, you know, skinny as a bead pole and just trying not to get snapped in half. This kid's going to be pretty imposing. So I can't wait to watch that one. Very surprised again to see no Jack McRae, but hey, obviously Bevo knows something we don't.
My fantasy favourite player of the week will be Harley Reid. Interested to see what Simpson does with him, whether it's full midfield or a lot of halfback this week. We've seen the forward usage last week, so wonder if he gives him a little bit of a license to go and find the ball in his second game. So who is yours this week, Rono?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I mentioned before Archie Perkins. I was very close to trading him in this week. And look, I don't like to react to things, so I like to see, you know, at least a two-week sample. And so with Parrish back, you know, they've got Merritt Setterfield in there as well. But if Perkins can go 90-plus and Zach Fisher doesn't come off, I won't hesitate to make that switch next week. So he's the one I'm really watching.
Okay, where can the listeners find you?
Usual spots, mate. Triple M over here in Perth, Channel 7, The West, and Hardball Gets AFL Show, which is a podcast we do. It comes out Mondays and Tuesdays. We have a bit of fun. So if you've never listened to that one, go find it. Give us a follow and a like.
So you can find me at AFL Readings, Pete on Twitter, and obviously aflreadings.com.au for a stack of fantasy information. AFL Readings on Twitter there as well. All right, Rhino, we'll catch up with you at round 3 team selection.
Thanks, Pete.